Would you please join me in the prayer for illumination that is printed in your bulletin? Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from Philippians chapter 3, verses 4b through 14. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet whatever gains I had, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God based on faith. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the sharing of his sufferings by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. There ends the reading.
Thanks be to God. Once again, good morning. So we gather together before the scriptures this week and ask that question, what do they say to us in our time, in this day, in this place? If we look at the entire lectionary, both the two Old Testament readings and two New Testament readings, which is the selection we have before us, and we usually select two of those readings, but basically taken as a whole, what the scriptures say to us this week is that life is imperfect, and so are we. But through our relationship with the Spirit of Christ, we find hope, we find renewal, and then in imitating Christ, we find purpose that gives our lives meaning and peace. This is the word of the Lord to us today. Life is imperfect, so are we. Amen? Share with you about a vacation trip that my wife and I took several years ago. As most of you know, we enjoy catch and release steelheading. Generally have spent our time vacationing on the lower Klamath through these last 20 years. However, one year we decided to do something very, very different. We decided that we were going to fish the North Fork of the Umpqua, a famous steelhead river. We took our pop-up tent trailer in a campground that was nice, but still somewhat primitive, but nice. And then I decided, as a special treat and an early birthday present, and maybe combined with a little anniversary present, I secured a cabin overnight at something called the Steamboat Inn and Lodge. The Steamboat Inn and Lodge is quite famous, has been there for many years, and also a bit expensive. And by the way, we were in September doing an early celebration surprise for my wife's birthday, which is, by the way, today. God bless you. Happy birthday. I'll catch H.E.L. friend. God bless you. Yeah. So, I decide I'm going to surprise her with this early present. And we get off the river that day, take some of our things to the Steamboat Inn and Lodge, really excited, and for her especially, after 2 weeks of camping, that this lodge had everything necessary, including a sunken jacuzzi bathtub to be able to sit in and let the aches and pains of camping and fly fishing be released from your body. We went to Roseburg, over 50 miles away, to get a few things for the evening. And we had committed on this vacation that sometimes when you're camping, you don't always eat as healthy as you might or should. So we decided especially we're eating healthy. And we bought some things to bring back to that room. We were going to play some crib and have a healthy dinner of like celery and raw vegetables with hummus and other healthy dips. We, instead of cutting our own vegetables, decided we'd get a pre-made large tray, and we finally got back to the cabin at around 7 o'clock in the evening. We sat out on the beautiful porch. The weather was wonderful. We started to play some crib and listen to a little music, and after about a half hour or so, decided we would join in this healthy breaking of not bread, but vegetables. After about a half hour, I looked over and noticed that my wife's lip began to swell. Lower lip began to swell. She noticed it also. Then the swelling started to spread along her cheek, down her chin. We were getting nervous, said it must be allergies. And then the swelling started to move on her neck. And we knew it was something serious. The only thing we were eating were those healthy vegetables. And then we looked at the ingredients. Those healthy vegetables had an unhealthy kind of dose of sulfites in them. And she was having a reaction. So about 9 o'clock, we were racing the 50 miles an hour to the Roseburg Hospital. I want to tell you, that hospital is just so clean. Went into the emergency, and they were fairly prompt on the initial treatment. And then, of course, she laid there for about 3 hours. It's hitting about midnight. We're wondering when they'll release. They said a little longer. About 1 o'clock, they said, okay, I think you can go now, but I wouldn't go right back to the lodge. Drive around for about an hour just to make sure we're out of the woods. Then drive home. So somewhere close to about 3 o'clock in the morning, we got back to our dream lodge cabin. And while we were driving around that hour, I decided to finally get something to eat for dinner. As my wife was beginning to go to bed, I sat down with my double-sized tri-tip smoked beef sandwich, a small bag of Cheetos, and a real Coca-Cola, which I never drank. And I proclaimed rather loudly, healthy eating to be dangerous on vacations. And then proclaimed loudly there would be no more of it on this trip. Life, my friends, is an imperfect journey. And today's scripture strikes at the roots of that and gives us a direction to move in which we acknowledge life is imperfect. We acknowledge we are imperfect, but we acknowledge that in Christ we find hope and in Christ we find purpose and meaning and ministry. First of all, life is imperfect and so are we. Jesus dealt with that all the time as he was working with individuals being called to the path. And we know that Christ did not call perfect people. Christ called people just like you and me. Ordinary people, but who had the capacity to acknowledge the extraordinary in their midst. And a willingness in that imperfectness to serve. I mean, how many times do we see God calling? God calls Moses, and Moses said, I stammer, I can't do this. God called Jeremiah the prophet, and Jeremiah said, I'm too young. I'm a child, I can't do this. And God calls every one of us here to our piece of the puzzle of the kingdom of God. In all ways, small ways, working together for the highest good. We are imperfect. And sometimes that's the part of the blessing of the life that we lead. Alfred de Souza wrote something that struck my heart, and I think speaks to this today, and I share with you now. Alfred de Souza said, for a long time, it seemed to me that life was about to begin. Real life. But there was always some obstacle in the way. Something to be got through first. Some unfinished business. Time still to be served. A debt to be paid. then life would begin. At last, it dawned on me that these obstacles were my life. Amen? God meets us where we are at, but does not leave us there. Secondly, we acknowledge today and in the scriptures that with God, there is hope for us and creation. You see that Paul is writing, one who considered himself a Pharisee of the Pharisees, one who, as in my first point, felt that he was absolutely doing the right thing when he was dead wrong. But he comes to acknowledge that as God meets us, there is hope. He said, I have a righteousness before that came from the law. But the real righteousness is the one that comes through faith in Christ. And he wants to know the power of Christ and the power of his resurrection. And that in this experience, there is a new future. In their experience, there is a new hope. In this experience, you and I, as disciples of Christ, not only have the opportunity to experience that nearness with God in those still small moments where you hear the whisperings of the Spirit, but also we are called to join into that, to be beacons of hope in a world that often seems so hopeless. And we know we are in difficult times. Just last year, and not someone from this parish, I'm going to give you a quiz, okay? Is that all right? Oh, a resounding yes. A quiz. I was speaking to someone, and this person said the following to me. Not a member of the church, but we were dialoguing. And this person said, life is like a barbecue hot dog. It tastes good. But when you really start looking at the ingredients and what it's made of, you would never eat them. And the person said, that's the same as how I see life in this world. Now I'll give you a choice. Was this said by A, an elderly person with terminal cancer? Was this said by B, a homeless person who is experiencing food insecurity? Or was this said by C, a 26-year-old, strapping, healthy, well-educated young man with a good job? Who do you think said it? C. And we know that because in the mixed-up times we live in, where it seems the world is not upside down in the right way, and we see nihilism in the spirit of hopelessness pervade especially our young people. And in that, the Spirit of the living God calls us to remember who we are and whose we are, that we have been breathed upon us, the very Spirit of the living Christ. We continue to be Christ's hands and feet, and most of all, Christ's beating heart in this world. And connected to that, we also are called as disciples to be someone who also breathes hope in this world, this time. Last of all today, we acknowledge that life is imperfect, so are we. We acknowledge that in our connection with the Spirit of Christ, we find hope for us in creation, and we are called to be beacons of that hope. And last of all, we are called to be persistent in our discipleship and service, and we will experience inner peace and personal meaning. That's the last thing, as Paul is saying. He said, I want to know that resurrection power. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it on my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal. Amen. We press on and we persist and we do not give up or give way. We continue in our lives to keep those eyes open in our service of this presence of God in our midst and proclaim it. Henry Ward Beecher wrote something that struck me concerning this point. I love this image. He said, if one would give me a dish of sand and there were particles of iron in it, I might look for them with my eyes and search for them with my clumsy fingers and be unable to detect them. But he said, but let me take a magnet and sweep through it, and now it would draw to itself the almost invisible particles by the mere power of attraction. He said, the unthankful heart, spiritually, the unthankful heart is like my clumsy fingers, discovers no mercies. But spiritually, he said, let the thankful heart sweep through the day. Sweeps through the day. And that thankful heart, like a magnet, finds in every hour some heavenly blessing. In every day, the presence of God. So I close the day by saying, many times in life, you are headed for Steamboat Inn, and you end up Roseburg Hospital. Amen? And that's at the root meanings of our scripture today. In the Old Testament, delineation of law, the cries of the psalmist, the longings of Paul, and the proclamation in the gospel all tell us that we humans are going to have a great share of trouble. But there is hope with God for us and for the world, and that we can find purpose, peace, and meaning in services to God and of this world that God has created. Thus ends the message. Thanks be to God. And now as you go forth, I invite you to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And may the blessings of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you always. God bless you all. Go in peace.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of the First United Methodist Church in Turlock, California. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, share-alike license. For more information about our church, visit www.fumcturlock.com. Or call the church at 209-668-3000. Visitors are always welcome. And now, may the peace of the Lord dwell in your hearts this day, and may God bless you.